This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home progress on Rick McLaughlin, MCLAUGHLIN. His last name, Rick, RICK. Place is Argentine Care Center, and date was October 26, 2022. In paragraph, chief complaint, Mr. McLaughlin was seen regarding hypertension, history of seizures, psychotic disorder with delusions, comma, dementia, and history of head injury. New paragraph history, Mr. McLaughlin had a head injury long ago and has been debilitated, period. For all practical purposes, he's quadriplegic, but there's slight movement of the left upper extremity, period. He doesn't ambulate and has to be taken places, period. He denies any pain at the present time, period. He's confused, period. He knew the month as being October, but could not give anything else pertaining to the change that. He knew the month, season, and date, but not the day or the year, period. Thus, he got 3 out of 5 in orientation of time, period. In place, he knew the city and the county, but could not tell me the place, state, or floor, period. His speech is poor, period. New paragraph, he denies any pain, dyspnea, nausea, recent seizures, or vomiting, period. No dysuria. New paragraph, examination. He's not in distress. He is not acutely ill appearing and is very debilitated, period. Neurologically, he has no movement of his lower extremities and limited movement of the left upper extremity, period. He, head and neck was otherwise unremarkable. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation with no wheezes or crackles, but he did make poor effort, period. Cardiovascular normal, as known as 2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen is not tender. New paragraph assessment and plan 1. Mr. McLaughlin has hypertension. They will continue Norvasc 10 milligrams daily. Two, he has history of head injury and has a mood disorder as well as history of psychosis and depression. And he also has seizures, period. He's on multiple medicines to cover both these, period. I will continue Depakote, DR, 500 milligrams every 8 hours, plus Lexapro, 20 milligrams daily, plus Trileptal, 600 milligrams twice a day, period. The latter is mostly for convulsions, period. His coronary arteries are stable, and it's noted that he's had a previous graft, period. He continues an aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, period. He has a glaucoma, and I will continue latanoprost, 0.005%, one drop in to each eye at bedtime, period. He's also on lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily for hypertension, period. He gives Tylenol for pain and gabapentin for neuropathic pains, period. I'll continue the current overall plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.